Hey, good morning. It's the Playhouse of the Morning, 194, the number one hit music station, Zero and Amy K, 750 in the morning. Pick your purse, do it again, 750 in the morning, 850, 1250, as well as 250. Right now, it is 706 in the morning. So this weekend, the Fargo Marathon, a lot of events happen. We're going to be out cheering on Saturday. And with that, it's going to be a lot of people, right, that have done some of these events many, many times and are like, they're basically pros at it. But every year, there's also those people that are like, okay, sure, I've jogged before, I've ran a little bit, but now I'm really going to push myself. I'm going to run more than I've ever ran before. What we'd like to do for a couple of minutes for those people, just tips from the more avid runners. Is there anything that maybe somebody's biting off a little more than they've ever chewed before this weekend? Stuff they should know. Are you a marathoner, Amy Kay?
I am not at all, but every year when we go out to the marathon, when we're cheering everybody on, it just always, I mean, everyone always looks so tired when they're coming back to the Fargo Dome at the end, but I always think, next year, you know what? I'm going to start training for this. I'm going to run next year. I still haven't, but maybe next year I'll do, what's half a marathon?
I don't know. I'm not going to pretend like
13 miles?
I'm not going to pretend like I know.
I don't even know.
Somebody will text you. I'm not going to pretend like I know. I've ran before between my couch and my fridge.
That's it?
That's my favorite space to run, yeah. Well, let's see. You got today. That's one day, Thursday, Friday. You got like 3 days.
To train for a
marathon?
Yeah,
you'll be fine.
It's like 26 miles. I can hardly go up the stairs to my third floor apartment without getting winded.
I mean, I think that you can do it. You got this.
Do you remember the guy? Was it 2 years ago or how many years ago? He was running the half marathon and he accidentally took the wrong turn and the guy ended up doing the full marathon.
No, I don't remember that at all. That's super funny, though. Man, that sucks.
He did it, though.
Good for him.
Yeah.
Good for him. At some point, do you think he realized it? He was just like, darn it.
I remember because he had someone did an interview with him and he accidentally like took the wrong turn and went with the full marathon instead of sticking to the half marathon path. And I think he started getting tired and he was like, whoa, this is taking longer than I thought. And he completed it.
Midgey had friends and family like, man, it has taken Carl a really long time.
Yeah, he should have been here by now. Where is he?
All right, who wants to go across the street to McDonald's here? Because I'm not waiting for this guy anymore. So if you have some sort of tip or trick for somebody that's taken on a little bit more than they've ever done before at the marathon, 237, it's text 35270. If you consider yourself a avid marathoner or runner, because obviously Amy and I are not. But part of our profession has made us avid hand clappers.
Yeah, we're very good at cheering people on.
Do you want to see what we do and have done for, you know, many, many years of the Fargo Marathon? I'll let you see. Woo! Yeah! Keep going! Yeah! Woo! Yeah, you got this! Yeah! Woo!
Good job!
Yeah! Hey, great music, Y94! Thanks! You're welcome! Yeah! Woo! Play Pick Your Purse 4 times a day. He's gone already, but we do it. You can sign up at 194.com. Bye. No, we didn't bring any. Nope, we didn't bring any purses with us. Okay. Well, hey, do you want to stop for a picture? No. Okay. But that's generally what we do, and I think we've gotten pretty good at it, I'd say.
I want to know if my sign is still here. A few years ago, I made a sign that said, "I don't know about you, but I'm feeling 26.2.
I remember the sign. You've brought it out for like 6 years in a row.
I know. Can I still use it this year?
I mean, at some point, it's not funny anymore.
Is it not topical? Taylor Swift's always topical.
How
and
old
there's
is
Taylor
that
Swift
song?
Faces. 22. Well,
hey, here's a question for you.
Yeah.
And if it happens, I want someone to remember this moment, so I have called it. So it is currently the year 2021. We are months away from it being 2022, which doesn't that sound weird?
Yes.
It's been 2020 for the past 2 years. Will Taylor Swift's 22 have a massive resurgence
has
in the year 2022?
Re-recorded that one yet?
In parentheses, Taylor's version?
Yeah.
In parentheses, I don't know.
Maybe she's waiting for next year.
I don't know about you, but I'm feeling 22. Happy New Year. I think it will come back.
That actually is very good. And I wonder. We need
I think
to see if
will.
She's re-recorded that one.
In parentheses, Taylor's version in parentheses. I'd like to know.
Why do you keep calling it that?
Because there's parentheses. In parentheses, Taylor's version in parentheses. Did you have a marathon tip or trick?
Oh, okay. Playlist. So important. I have a huge playlist on my iPod. Like, the thing is, like, you have to also make a long enough playlist because it's going to take you forever and you don't want to listen to the same songs over and over again. So just make a super, super long playlist of your favorite songs.
Yeah, I mean, or download the Y94 mobile app. But yeah, no, your idea is fine, too.
That's what I was going to say. I really like that idea. Or, yeah, you could just listen to Y94.com. I do have some bad news for you. Taylor Swift 22, parentheses, Taylor's version, that was released last month.
It was released last month.
I don't know. I found one that says last month, and now I found another one that said 6 months ago.
Why is that bad news? What I'm thinking is that people will start paying attention to it.
Oh, you just think it's going to become popular again?
Yeah, like people would be using it for things, and you'd hear it in promotions for the year 2022, and maybe we'd start playing it again.
I thought you meant, would she re-record that one next year?
Yeah, maybe. I mean, I think that she's recorded it now, but maybe she'd make like a special 2022 version. Wouldn't that be fun?
I think you should just make your own version of it. Not you singing. Stick to Taylor's song, but make like a remix for Midnight.
Am I Marshmello now? Am I Skrillex? Why am I remixing people's songs?
I don't know. I think that's something you could do. You're very talented.
How am I qualified to do that?
I just think you could.
Thank you? Your marathon tip or trick, 237, it's text 35270.
The Y94 Morning Playhouse.
This Playhouse, Y94 Zero, Amy K in the Playhouse, doing tips and tricks for people running the marathon this weekend. Hello.
Yes. All right. Well, 100%. If you are a first-time marathon runner, you've got to wear Band-Aids on your nipples. I know it sounds silly, but trust me, you really need to. You'll definitely regret it if you don't. I did. I regretted it 100%.
Thank you for that. You know, there are really not many social situations where you can, with a complete straight face and in all seriousness, make eye contact with somebody and say, hey, listen, make sure you put Band-Aids on your nipples. You'll be glad you did. Like, what a strange sentence.
It reminds me of The Office when they're doing I think they're doing like a 5K, the Fun Run 5K for Meredith and Rabies. And Andy puts the Band-Aids on himself.
Is it they just the rubbing on the clothes, they chafe and bleed? Is that what happens?
Yeah.
Ouch.
That would.
You know, and I'm, God bless you if you're someone that's going to pull that off, because you're a better person than I am. But it'd be hard enough for me to get the ambition to physically just do the act in the first place, to know that I'm also potentially getting bloody nipples. There's just a lot of, that sucks.
That's what I was going to say. Running a marathon, the people who do it, I have so much respect for them, because I could never, first off, I can't even run like just 1 mile. You're running for so long, you're hurting yourself. I'm sure your feet are really blistered. Aren't there accidents sometimes? Like your body just kind of,
How do we become better people? We're really horrible humans. I would really like to be that good.
Hit a treadmill? I don't know.
Boy, that sounds like work too.
It does.
Are you seeing some texts and marathon tips and tricks?
Yeah, someone said one of the best marathon tips is to make sure you're protecting yourself from any injury. Go at your own pace. Yeah, you might be running next to people. Don't try to push yourself too hard. Just stay with what you know is best. Someone else said make sure you put on sunblock. And someone else said never do anything for the first time on race day. Stick to the shoes, socks, clothes, everything you've been using to train. Don't switch it up because you don't know how that can affect your run.
Hey, I can tell you this. If you're going to be standing and you're going to be cheering on like we have, I can tell you a pro tip that we've learned. Make sure you do the soft clap, because if you hit too hard, your hands start to hurt and fall asleep.
Because, you do it for a long time. I would also recommend, if you're going to be out cheering, gloves, because sometimes it is very chilly early in the morning.
And if you're going to be shouting and cheering for people, maybe sometimes you could bring like a noisemaker, a blowhorn or something, because if you do that, then your voice isn't going to go hoarse.
Yeah, make sure you relax your vocal cords.
Pro tips for the Playhouse. Marathon tips and tricks, hi.
My tip was potassium spray, and like after the run, but the night before I took potassium powder with water so you don't get so cramped up during the run, and it it actually works.
There you go, potassium. Potassium spray?
I know, I've never heard of that. And if it's, what are you spraying it at, like for cramps?
I know, it seems like something you'd get at GNC, doesn't it?
Oh, for sure.
I'm scared to walk in there, though, because they look at me and they go, oh, about to make a lot of money on this guy.
Are you sure you're in the right place?
Well, they might say that, too. Sorry, sir, the candy store is about four that way. About four that way. I don't even know what they think I was there to buy if that, once they take a look at me.
I bet you they would think, look at.
The weight loss stuff's in this aisle, sir.
No, he's taking his first steps. He's going to run that marathon. Not first steps. But, like, you're going to start trying.
Hey, how about we sell you a couple bags of stuff, and then you're going to put it in the back of your cupboard. And about a year and a half from now, once you go back to it and you realize it's expired, we'll see you again there, bud.
That's seriously what happened to me. I went there one time thinking I was going to start working out, and I got a bunch of, like, workout pills
and powders.
And I thought, oh, I am going to do this. I did for like 2 days, and now it's just sitting in my medicine closet.
You left there thinking you were going to be the next great female bodybuilder.
Oh, yeah.
They had you convinced you were going to be in bodybuilding shows by the end of the summer. And you know where you were? With me at Sandy's Donuts. Happy as can be.
Exactly.
Happy as can be. Any other Texan marathon tips and tricks?
Someone said, I would get the glide gels. Put these in your shoes. It could help prevent blisters under the toes. And someone said, don't wear cotton. It will absorb all the sweat. Wear something wick.
There you go. So Pinky Burr's due again 7:50 this morning. You're a half hour away. Playhouse family member Rebecca in a couple of minutes. She's identified something she thinks is super rude. And it's kind of considered a PSA. A PPSA. A Playhouse public service announcement. PPSA doesn't sound quite right, though. Mm-mm. It does not roll off the tongue, but it's after L. King and Miranda. I got some